Good morning. Well, actually, it's good afternoon. It's, 12:42 p.m. So, good afternoon. I'm saving the string after all. If you saw the post from earlier about the rain and the wind, it's still windy as hell. But it stops raining. And things are still wet, but it looks like it's breaking up off to the west. So I decided that I would save the string and get out for the walk. It's raw. It is cold. It's 44 degrees, but it feels so much colder because of the wind, because of the moisture in the air. But I'm out, I'm walking. The string is alive. I won't be able to keep it going forever. But just because it's not morning doesn't mean I can't go for the walk. The walk is the important part. The talk is gravy. So yeah, every day in my bullet journal I look for something to celebrate. Today it'll be saving the string. Oh, that's cold. God. It really isn't cold enough. I should have known better. The ambient temperature is really not that cold, 44. Wind chill is what's killing me here. And I'm walking fast to try to get home. Where I will find a fresh hot cup of coffee, a warm keyboard, and who knows what may happen this afternoon. What kinds of madness will happen today? Ah. Oh. I should have worn my fleece hood. I don't really need the long johns. The parka is cutting the wind on my body. The jeans are doing a good enough job to keep the cold off my legs. But my ears are so cold. Even in the regular hood, they were cold. I had to take the hood down because it was just too loud, too noisy. So let's see, yesterday was a day. Yesterday was a Monday. I had chores this morning too. I realized that the day after tomorrow is Thanksgiving. And when I was at the grocery store the other day, I neglected to get the things that I needed for the traditional Lowell family turkey feast. Namely a turkey. But I also have a tradition of making cornbread pudding, which is basically cornmeal and some bread, cream, eggs. It's made like cornbread in a skillet with rosemary and thyme and some onion, sweat it in the bottom of the skillet, and then you put this bread pudding batter, savory bread pudding batter, in on the top of it. with cream corn and cornmeal and it's a family favorite. We do that instead of stuffing. As much as I enjoy stuffing, as much as I like stuffing, it's not quite the same if it's not cooked in the turkey. And cooking it in the turkey is problematic in terms of getting the bird done in a reasonable amount of time. So we have savory cornbread pudding and mashed potatoes and gravy. I love green beans and squash. I got a nice bunch of squash. I think it's a butternut squash. And if we're feeling ambitious, maybe we'll bake cookies or if we're not ambitious, maybe we'll go to the store tomorrow and pick up a pumpkin pie. I have a pumpkin pie already. Pumpkin pie is next to blueberry pie. Pumpkin pie is my favorite. I love pumpkin pie. Even the store-bought pumpkin pie. That's not as good as your own, but I also got what I needed to make bread in my machine. So I'm probably going to go home and fire up the bread machine. Today I'm going to make for dinner some homemade mac and cheese. I like mac and cheese. I shouldn't eat it because it's got too many carbs. But homemade mac and cheese is awesome. It beats the heck out of the prepackaged stuff. I got four kinds of cheese to go in it. Some panko breadcrumbs for the crust. It should be superb. I like it with a little mustard. I grind up, I have some mustard seed and a coffee grinder, a rotary coffee grinder. And I grind up fresh mustard seed until it's powdered. And it doesn't take very long to make it powder. They're already very, very small. But that just adds so much to the flavor. And it gives a little bit of color. So I have some nice Hungarian paprika, some sweet paprika. I just had lunch. My stomach is already growling thinking about this mac and cheese. I usually make it with ham, but we don't have any ham. I didn't get any ham when I went to the store this morning. I was thinking I didn't really want to deal with ham. Do have some bacon. May slop some bacon in it. I don't know. We'll see. Okay, the eastern reach. Sun is almost directly off my shoulder here, which is unusual given that it's usually in my eyes on this part of the stretch of the walk. I hear geese. Here, but I don't see them. Bunk post. I keep hoping that there's going to be a flock that flies overhead so you can hear them. this guy's wind gauge is just a blur. There's a, this guy's got it right here on the corner along the way. I've seen it every morning that I've come by almost. This guy's got a little remote weather station. It's tiny. It's like the size of a beer can with a spinner on top. And it sits on a post away from his house. And usually when I'm out here in the morning, if it's moving at all, you know, the little spinner is, three little cups are just going click, click, click around. Today it's a blur. It's just a little more wind than the thing will take off. Oh yeah, it's sharp. Walk past that street there. The wind is coming down out of the north. It is sharp. A sharp breeze. I just realized I'm walking and not talking. Your sirens. This is gonna be ugly. I'm almost at the end of the eastern reach here, and I'm about to turn north along the north side of the park. And the wind will be streaming right in my face. I have to keep my head down to keep my hat on. Yikes. I don't know if the foam is going to be enough to protect the microphone against this kind of wind or not. We'll see when I get home. a record breaker, but I bet I'm under 19 minutes this morning. Today. Not this morning. This afternoon. You can probably tell I'm panting. When I got up around 6:30, it was dark, but it wasn't raining. And I thought, well, okay. Wait till 8 o'clock, go out when the sun's had a chance to come up a little bit. And then by 8 o'clock, everything was soaked. It was raining. It's a band of snow, east to west, out on the plains. It was nasty. I thought we were going to get stuck all day indoors. Went to the grocery store early, 9-ish, got my turkey. Came back, it was still pouring. I came up to make lunch, sun was out. Here I am, almost home, almost under shelter. Indeed, at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.